By beholding Christ, we become like him. November 29. We are filled with praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. It would be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. We should take it point by point and let the imagination grasp each scene, especially the closing ones. As we thus dwell upon his great sacrifice for us, our confidence in him will be more constant, our love will be quickened, and we shall be more fully imbued with his Spirit. As we associate together, we may be a blessing to one another. If we are Christ's, our sweetest thoughts will be of him. We shall love to talk of him, and as we speak to one another of his love, our hearts will be softened by divine influences. Beholding the glory of his character, we shall be changed into the same image from glory to glory. The Lord Jesus loves you. If you doubt his love, look to Calvary. The light reflected from the cross shows you the magnitude of that love which no tongue can tell. The mercies of God surround you every moment, and it would be profitable for you to consider how and whence your blessings come every day. Let the precious blessings of God awaken gratitude in you. You cannot number the blessings of God, the constant loving kindness expressed to you, for they are as numerous as the refreshing drops of rain. Clouds of mercy are hanging over you and ready to drop upon you. If you will appreciate the valuable gift of salvation, you will be sensible of daily refreshment of the protection and love of Jesus. You will be guided in the way of peace. See him by the eye of faith bending over you in love. He wants you to live in his presence, to have eternal life and a crown of glory.